and welcome. It's hour number three of our radio show. And we go now to the international line, international soccer sensation. This man, a legend, Zoltan Abramovich. I think I said that right. Anyway, he made some comments about LeBron James. He was upset with LeBron being political. I agree with him. We'll talk about that and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number three. An international Donnybrook. Well, verbally an international Donnybrook. Welcome in. The beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we chit-chat coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. The vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater. The theater of the mind. So our lead this hour comes from soccer. Say what? Well, it's actually from Italy. Milan, to be exact, a soccer player there who is known globally, actually spent some time in the United States, has criticized politically outspoken athletes. But a generic statement is not enough, so you have to make the story have legs, you've got to bring LeBron James in. And that is what has happened. So the legend known as Zoltan has come out with a statement. If you did not see this, maybe you didn't hear it, let me give you the brief synopsis. So Zoltan, I believe his last name, I'll try to say this properly, Abramovich.
Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. What's his name, Roberto? Ibrahimovic?
Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan, though, right?
I got the first name. Yeah, Zlatan.
Right? Zlatan. All right, so Zlatan believes that LeBron James and other athletes, he was asked about athletes being politically involved and all that. He said they should stick to what they're good at and leave politics to politicians. So he's now 39 years old. He's been around the sporting world for a long time. He's with AC Milan. He publicly criticized the mixing and matching of political opinion and sport. He did this on an interview with Discovery Plus Sweden, where I always go to get my sporting news, calling it a mistake to get involved. Now, just to give you the audio, so I'm not lying to you, you'll hear it for yourself. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Here is Zoltan giving his side.
Yeah, I liked a lot, and I mean, he's a phenomenal in what he's doing, but I don't like when people, when they have some kind of status and they go in and they do politics at the same time what they're doing. I mean, do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best in playing football. I don't do politics. If I would be a politician, I would do politics. That is the first mistake people do when they become famous and they come in a certain status. Stay out of it. Just do what you're best at, because it doesn't look good.
All right, so that's his opinion on that. And the key parts, the money part of the quote was the beginning part of that. Zlatan said, he was referencing LeBron, I like him a lot. He's phenomenal at what he's doing, but I don't like when people have some kind of status, they go and do politics at the same time what they're doing. Do what you're good at. That was the money part of the quote. So, thumbs up or thumbs down on Zlatan and his point about athletes and politics crossing over. So I'm going to give this a thumbs up. I'm giving this a thumbs up. I've got Fettuccine Alfredo, Sherwood Forest, and Battle Cry. And we will connect all of this together. Now, first of all, it would be disingenuous to say that we are soccer people. Roberto is my producer. I'm not a soccer person. I watch it when the World Cup's around. I'll check out soccer, trying to find some content. But I have heard of this guy. I'm not completely clueless. This Zlatan, I've heard of him. I played for the LA Galaxy, I remember, a couple years ago, and they spent a lot of money trying to hype him up. The MLS did, because he was an international soccer star, and they were trying to get people that weren't really U.S. soccer fans, but were soccer fans to watch and all that stuff. So I know his story a little bit, but pretty much anyone in sports who disagrees with the groupthink, and the groupthink right now is that athletes need to be politically engaged and we need to know what they think about political issues. And if you disagree with that, then the crowd wants to muzzle you. Now, the way I look at this, Zlatan is 100% correct, right? Just because you're good at one thing doesn't mean you're an expert at another. Now, the athlete community is very sensitive to this, right? But I look at this the same at anything in life. I use what I call the fettuccine Alfredo test, right? And what that is just because you happen to make a mean bowl of pasta does not mean that I want you to fly an airplane that I'm sitting in the back of, right? Does not mean that. And if you're really, really good at math, really good at math, that does not mean that you have the skill to put up drywall, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So Zlatan is being pummeled right now in the world of algorithms and bots and trolls and all that. It's blood in the water, right? He's being painted as a firebrand, revolutionary. And this story has actually blown up in that little world like a mushroom cloud. And it's the phrase we often use, you know, you can't handle the truth. Cyber pit bulls and piranhas are frothing at the mouth trying to get a piece of the soccer star, trying to rip apart the Z out of Zlatan. They're trying to take him out there. So they're very upset. And belittling him, you know, the usual insults. He's a foreigner. What does he know? All that stuff. He's irrelevant, you know, as the naive often do in these situations. And where have we seen this before? Where have we seen this kind of thing? Well, pretty much the last 2 years, certainly the last year, this has been standard operating procedure. Now, the bad news here, and it is unfortunate news for the angry mob with their faux outrage. How dare you say anything about LeBron James and these athletes? But, well, Zlatan is not American. He's not in America. So the same tools that are used to shut up other critics do not apply. The cancel culture, I don't believe it's going to work in Italy. I don't think these comments are going to be seen and you know, shamed. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this will be proven correct, and we'll never hear this guy again, and Zlatan will go away. But I believe you're going to have to go back to the drawing board if you're trying to cancel him because of these particular comments, which were pretty benign. He gave his opinion, and you know, there's no room, as I said, for anything other than groupthink. Now, secondly, so why do athletes – this is a question we've asked a lot, certainly the last couple years. Why do athletes often feel empowered that they are the moral compass on social and political issues? It is a complicated story, but the driving force I've always believed is the bubble. And we'll use LeBron James as an example because the question that was asked to Zlatan was about LeBron. LeBron, and it's not just him, it's every top-notch athlete, and for that matter, entertainer. We live in Hollywood here in L.A. We do the show from L.A. where all the celebrity crowd hangs out. But there's this bubble. It's like a parallel universe. Now, for context, if you have enough money and you're very successful, you've done well for yourself, like LeBron James and these others, then you've got a lot of mansions. I think LeBron's got a home. I know he's got one, obviously, in California, Ohio, Florida, likely elsewhere. Well, good for you. But as a result, you're also insulated from reality, right? You're surrounded by a bunch of meathead private security guards. And, you know, it's this, usually the Hollywood crowd's the same thing. They want to get rid of the police, but they hire armed security guards to protect them. But these guys, you know, the celebrity class, and including athletes along with Hollywood, they're not the people that can relate to the normal hoi polloi that's out there. They certainly don't pay your bills. And I've never turned to an actor or an athlete to find out what I should think about anything. I haven't. I guess there's some that do. But generally speaking, when you're inside the bubble, the way I've seen it over the years is that you're so far into the woods when you get to a certain level of celebrity and a certain level of fame. You're surrounded by these people. It's like an echo chamber. And you're so far into the woods, you can't see the Sherwood Forest for the trees, right? As a rule of thumb, I've just never needed to know what my favorite actor or my favorite athlete thinks about a political situation. I just don't. And so from that standpoint, obviously I agree with the comments by Zlatan here. And he's getting just destroyed for this. And the other thing I've noticed in recent years is that the people that are part of the political parties, and it's not just Team Blue or them, it's Team Red, both sides use celebrities and athletes as pawns in the political machine. Right, these are surrogates that they bring in here to spread the gospel about what they think is the right, about any kind of issue that they're talking about. And so you've got these situations that pop up. And then the other problem is it's the Pandora's box. Like LeBron looks like a total weasel when he's very politically engaged and then all of a sudden just wants to shut up and dribble when it comes to China. And that's the issue and the situation there. And he just has nothing to say about that, just zips his lips because that's where his money is made. And so when you play in that playground, when you play in the political playground and then you pick and choose your spots, well, you've opened yourself up. Now, the final thought here, the golden rule, all right, the golden rule, when you're someone that's got clout, and this is anything in entertainment, whether it's Hollywood, or for that matter, athletes, whatever. The goal is to not alienate your audience, right? Because the hardest thing is to get people to follow you in anything, right? In any walk, it's hard to get people to follow you. And say what you want about Michael Jordan, and people have said plenty. Michael Jordan never said a political thing the entire time he was playing in the NBA in his glory days with the Chicago Bulls. It was his airness. He had a very simple battle cry. Very simple. And it's been repeated, and it was in that documentary, Republicans Buy Sneakers Too, right? And it was a throwaway line. It was said, as a joke, but it stood the test of time. And so when you look at what Zoltan said and you say, well, he's talking about LeBron, but he's talking about athletes in general, LeBron James will eventually have every individual mark in the NBA record book. Pierce is going to keep playing until he plays with his kid. So he's several more years. LeBron will continue to play, and good for him. If he stays healthy, he'll have every record. But he will never be as beloved as Michael Jordan, in large part because of LeBron's work as a political operative, right? And the reason is that there are large groups of people that every time I bring LeBron up, he is polarizing beyond polarizing, but not your typical sports polarizing. It's a different level of polarizing for those that both love LeBron and those that can't stand LeBron, because of the rhetoric. That's a cold, hard fact. And now, listen, I get it. If you're on the side, you love LeBron, you worship him, you're a jock sniffer, and then you're like, well, the politics, I don't mind that at all. Or if you agree with it, obviously that's always the issue with politics. Like, and I'm no different. Like, if somebody says something I agree with politically, I'm like, oh, I love that. But in the other side, you're like, oh, I hate that. So if you keep it out, you don't have to have those thoughts. And so that's where we are in this Zoltan story. He opened up a hornet's nest here, and you end up driving a wedge. Though I think the proof is in the pudding right now in the NBA. We have seen. And not just the NBA, but all the U.S. sports leagues went full woke the last year here. They've all seen across-the-board ratings declines. Even the NFL was down 7% this past season. But the NBA took things to the next level. The NBA went totally overboard. They got carried away with all their little slogans and all that stuff to pacify the woke-erati. And they attempted this season to try to unring the bell as much as possible. Now, they still do certain things, but the slogans are gone on the court, on the jerseys and all that stuff. That's all gone away. They've gone back to the traditional look for an NBA game. And the reason they don't like to talk about this is because the bankers and the bureaucrats, the people that are in management and the people that run the bean counting, noticed the bottom line was not doing so well. That this was not resonating. And they blamed that, some of the decline, on what they had been doing. And so They've gone back and tried to, as we said, unring the bell. And so Zlatan is wise beyond his years there. The global soccer star, who's really long in the tooth himself, he's even older than LeBron James at this point. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Now, later this hour, we are going to have Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. And we have I might as well just start them right now, but I'm not. I mean, because I can't do the rest of the hour with lame jokes. But we will have two solid segments. We'll probably spill over into another hour. A lot of Tiger Woods, a lot of weed man jokes, the usual fare mixed in with the news as it warrants during the week. People usually writing relevant to the pop culture related jokes and whatnot. So we'll have that for you coming up. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And abusing an inanimate object. That is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. And you can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Namanja Jalika.
And live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got lame jokes coming up later in the week. No help, Brightson says. Fantastic monologue, Ben. Absolutely abysmal pronunciation, but you proudly stated your distaste for soccer. It makes sense. Absolutely. Aussie Momentum says, for your information, the price of gas is $1.39 a liter at the moment, and the temperature is 35 degrees Celsius. I encourage all Maller Militia to provide the gas price and weather temperature to Ben. Screw you, Aussie Momentum. It's not funny, man. It's not funny. All right, Chip in the Queue says, on the Maller scale, what are the chances that this soccer guy with the funny-sounding name would ever be the subject of a Maller monologue unless he was talking, taking a shot at LeBron? My gut says zero. Oh, yeah, no, it wouldn't have been on my radar. The reason it popped up on my radar was because LeBron was mentioned. It was asked a question about LeBron. Rob in Vegas says, excellent monologue, Benjamin, A++++. I've got nothing to add this time around. I completely agree. 1,000.
The fans were demanding something, and I gave them Zlatan.
Zlatan, there you go, Zlatan. Romosexual writes and says, you dare speak blasphemy against St. James? No, no, he says. And then he makes a joke there at the end there. Bad job by you. All right, we will take your phone calls here. We got lame jokes coming up in a little bit, and we look forward to that. But right now to the phones we go. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Bring It Home Jerome is next. Hello, Bring It Home Jerome.
The Mad Hatter of Sports Chatter, Ben Maller. What's been going on, my friend?
Man, how long has it been? Bring It Home Jerome's from a previous generation of callers, man. We go back a long time, but I have not heard the dulcet tones of Bring It Home Jerome in a while.
Now, Ben, let me tell you what happened. About mid-season, I got injured. I had to change shifts, so I couldn't call in like I was. But guess what? I'm back. I'm back, Ben.
Are you healthy? Have you recovered? Are you off the injured list?
Well, what happened, Ben? I work for a highly private government agency. I deliver package and letters, but I have to keep it classified of what I actually do. So. But yeah, I'm doing good. Listen, what I want a red shirt my first year as a caller because I thought I was doing good calling in. But I know that probably Spin Cycle Regina, she's probably got the new caller locked down. Probably a couple other callers. I still listen in to you, and a couple other callers who called in. But I need a red shirt my first year. I couldn't see in the rules where, like, a red shirt my first year. So I had to call in, Ben, and see if I'm eligible for a red shirt.
All right, so you want to now, you're announcing here, bringing home Jerome, that you are back in the good graces of the Mallard Militia, the live show, and you feel like you need some consideration. Now, if you call regularly, Jerome, you'll be considered for a Benny next year. It's the people that contribute. Yeah, you're good.
I'm like the Michael Porter of the Ben Mallard Show. I'm like the Joel Embiid of the Ben Mallard Show.
That's right. You missed some time with an injury. You're injury prone. You're a little fragile. Yeah, you're like the unibrow. You're on the injured list a lot, but when you play, you're very productive.
That's right. Hey, one of the things that I wanted to know, is there any information on, because you know I'm from Kansas City, Brian and Half Pint get married, is there any information on when and where they're getting married? I'm here in Kansas City. I would love to be a part of that when they actually get married.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, so here's the thing, Jerome. The good news is they haven't gotten married yet. They have set a tentative date, but it's going to be in Vegas. They're talking about going to Vegas and getting married. So you're going to have to travel to Vegas if you want to be part of that event. Now, if they end up getting married in Kansas City, that would be fun too. I got to try to be there. I heard they're going to be in Vegas, though. They were saying they were going to be in Vegas. And there's another big celebrity in the Mallard Militia who's also planning to get married in Vegas. So it's going to be very busy in Sin City with Mallard Militia men who are becoming honest men here and getting married this year.
Hey, you think we can do a 2-for-1 in Vegas? I'll be there.
You're going to be there? You're going to show? All right, listen, you're there. I'll be there. We'll hang out. We'll have a good time. Things will be back to normal. Hopefully by then we'll be good to go.
Now, you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Ben.
That's right. But you just got to eat you got to eat some Baba Ganoush when you're there. That's what you got to do.
Ben, listen, and that was the last thing that I was going to tell you. You have not made Baba Ganoush in about 3 weeks, and I figured something out. I got my mathematicians together. They put together some algorithms, and here's what we figured out.
Okay.
Every time that you make Baba Ganoush, the Clippers win. Grizzlies will get beat down tomorrow if you make Baba Ganoush tonight. Ben, make the Baba Ganoush, Ben.
All right, Jerome. All right, thank you. That's a drop right there. Make the Baba Ganoush. How dumb is that? All right, thank you, Jerome. I'm glad you're healthy and you're back and all that. The great Bring It Home, Jerome, from Kansas City. Let's go to Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan. Hello, Blind Emmett.
Ben, I'm very honored to be in the category for not one, but two Bennies. It's very great.
Yes, congratulations. You've made quite an impact as a young guy there, Emmett.
I've been calling for 3 months. It's crazy.
You should be very proud of yourself here. In a short amount of time, you've impressed everyone on the show. You are well-spoken. You're much more well-spoken than most of the blind callers. And and you're entertaining, and we enjoy your calls.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I called to talk about Russell Wilson, all right? Let me tell you this. It's weird to me. This, like, it's kind of suspicious to me how he's like, I'd love to stay in Seattle, but he's going to name four teams that he wants to go to. Like, I think that's kind of asking, I want to get traded, but I don't think he's going to get traded for a little bit. Like, I think they're going to, like you said, just wait it out this year, see what happens. But here's when I'd want them to trade Russell Wilson. If it starts to become a bad locker room, because if Russell Wilson gets, like, super mad and then that could rub on the team, and that could just be a dumpster fire. I don't want to be the Houston Texans, Ben. Like, nobody wants to be the Houston Texans.
Well, Emmett, now, with all due respect, as a Ram fan, I wouldn't mind if the Seahawks became the Texans. I wouldn't be fine with that. So I should actually be, if I was smart about this, I would be supporting Russell Wilson being traded, because that would be the doom and gloom for Seahawks football.
Yeah, true. And also, about the monologue, now, the reason that I agree with you is because I just don't like politics. Like, I watch sports to have a fun time and to get educated, not to hear about politics. So,
no, I hear you, Emmett. I understand. You know, I got you. And I'm generally with you on that. All right, thank you, Emmett. Good luck in the voting. We'll find out next week whether or not you are a big winner or not. We got Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week warming up in the bullpen right now. We'll have that for the rest of the hour. This portion of the Ben Mallard Show made possible by Farmers Insurance. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle on your auto insurance. An absolute bundle. Who doesn't want to save a bundle? Before I throw over to Eddie, though, I got to tell you, the highlight of the night, I love when adults, grown-ups, act like children. We saw that in the NBA. The Sacramento Kings, a morbid franchise, playing the Knickerbockers, a traditionally horrific team, at the Garden, the Mecca, in Midtown Manhattan. And Luke Walton, remember when Luke Walton was the greatest coach in the world when he took over the Golden State Warriors when they had that roster that was super powered? Well, Luke Walton is barely hanging on to his job in Sacramento. And it appears his message is not resonating with the players. Now, how do I know that? During a timeout at the Garden last night, Luke Walton took out his frustration on an inanimate object. He took the clipboard and slammed it to the ground. And it cracked into a bunch of pieces. And then some lowly assistant for the Kings had to come over there and crawl around on the court to pick up the pieces of the clipboard as Luke is screaming at his players. And he throws it down in frustration. Oh, it's a good highlight. I like that. That reminds me of old school. The old coaches back in the day, like Doug Moe and guys like that. I'm dating myself, but they would have those kind of – Don Nelson had those kind of fiery reactions. All right, straight ahead. Look him up. Just – what did our friend from Chicago, Mr. North, say? Just Wikipedia it. All right, straight ahead. Boy, I'm turning into Mike North. Somebody give me a punch in the face.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Now, Ben, you were talking about LeBron James in your opening monologue, and you mentioned something about him maybe playing with his son one day, and that reminded me that there was a story about Bronny James, his son. He suffered a torn meniscus in his knee at practice, and he had surgery apparently recently. He mentioned that on his Twitch account. Did Bronny
you follow Bronny on Twitch?
I don't have a Twitch account.
Okay. You're missing out, Eddie. Great content.
But I was reading the story about it, and it brought up something else that I thought was interesting. Now, I am not a father. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But if I were and I were famous, I think I would want to try and my best to shelter my kid from the obvious pressures he's going to have being the son of a legend and playing basketball. And there's talk that he may be, an NBA player at some point. Apparently LeBron James is not going to do that. In this story I was reading about Bronny James and his knee injury, LeBron and Maverick Carter are producing a docu-series on Bronny and his team there at Sierra Canyon, just down the road here from us in Southern California, and it's going to be on Amazon, and it premieres this week.
Oh, how exciting, Eddie.
So,
you're trumping the Coop Scoop on entertainment here.
Am I, Coop?
Man.
I'm sorry if I'm doing that to you, Coop, but
I was not on my radar.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if this were me, I don't think I would be trying to put more pressure on my kid.
I realize he's trying to build up his brand
and all that, but I don't know.
No, this is why LeBron came to the Lakers. This is the kind of stuff that he wants to be a part of. I mean, he's building his empire in entertainment.
I get wanting to be in movies and produce shows and things like that, but doing a documentary series on your kid and his high school basketball team?
You don't follow celebrities' high school basketball? Come on, Eddie. That's in Calabasas, right? That school's in Calabasas, I think. That's where
Canoga Park. Canoga Park.
I was in Canoga Park.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's, wasn't that the same school that Scottie Pippen's kid went to?
Yeah, that's correct. And Kenyon Martin, I believe, too.
Kmart from back in the day. Yeah, another NBA player.
They're even doing the super teams at the high school level, huh?
Apparently, a lot of money.
Very tiny school too.
Roberto, you're a big LeBron fan. Are you going to be excited to watch the Bronny James documentary?
I'm not going to watch that.
No,
you don't want to watch Bronny's he's a sophomore or junior.
He's missing his sophomore season this year because of COVID, and he wouldn't have been able to play anyway because of this knee injury. But he averaged 4 points in 15 minutes as a freshman last season.
Man, I think I did about that when I played basketball. I'm as good as Bronny.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he was playing varsity as a freshman, so you probably weren't on the varsity as a freshman.
Yeah. All right, but you're taking away from lame jokes here.
Sorry.
Eddie. How dare you. If all you joke writers, your joke will not be read because of Eddie and Bronny James.
Make me laugh.
Well, that all but guarantees we'll spill into next hour, but let's get the joke party started right now. Here we go.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
All right, lame jokes of the week. Do we have our laugh track standing by? Let's see.
He's not here.
Not here. No weed man jokes. That'll save me. Thank God. Hallelujah. All right, we might be able to get through the jokes.
No, we got to have Weed Man jokes.
No, he's quit the show.
No,
though.
We got to have Weed Man
he
jokes.
He quit the show.
Those
he
are my
he
favorite
better not
jokes.
Have quit the show.
Yeah, it's so much better when, with this laugh track on.
I'm less than a month away from meeting him.
No, Weed Man, he upgraded to a new box. So he's... No, all right. Anyway, all right. Why isn't
what
Chick-fil-
happened to Lisa?
Lisa!
Why isn't Chick-fil-A open on Sundays, Eddie?
Well, I think it has to do with the Lord, if you know what I mean.
No, no, they need at least 1 day to recover from Lizzo. So that's why. Smelkman Mike, Smelkman Ryan, rather, excuse me, sent that in. Why did Lizzo have to take an elevator to heaven?
I don't know. Why was that? Why do I just have to do that?
Well, because she would break the stairway to heaven if she did that. So. Anthony and Anaheim.
Probably more stable than the elevator.
Last year, Lizzo picked up her first Grammy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 14 years, Kellen Winslow II will pick up his next Grammy.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not right. That's George in Rochester, Minnesota.
The delayed reaction from Coop.
It took me a second.
All right.
I saw he pled guilty, right? He's...
Yeah, yeah. He reached a plea deal, would have been in jail a lot longer. Why was Lizzo banned from the Bread Maller party?
I don't know. Why was she kept out of the Bread Maller party?
Well, they knew she was only coming over to pinch a loaf. So that's Josh
that's
there.
Disgusting.
Why doesn't Lizzo go to the beach?
I don't know why.
Every time she lays down, a group of people try to push her back in the water. That's not right, Eddie. That's
I can see that coming, yeah.
That's Kevin, yeah. Some of these are telegraphed. So Lizzo wanted five guys for dinner the other day.
Oh, you mean the burger place?
Yeah. So she ate four, but the fifth got away. So I don't know. I don't know. That's Chris in Des Moines who sent that one in. This one's from Inca Terra. Did you see that the Cherokee Nation is upset with Jeep for using their name?
Racist.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren found it particularly offensive, Eddie, for some reason. I don't know why. All right. The NFL is expecting full stadiums at the start of the 2021 season.
God willing, yes.
Yeah. The Jets have said that it isn't possible. They said due to the players they've acquired. So there you go. They've said that. It's my fault, George. Not every joke's your masterpiece. That was a little disjointed there. What do the White House staff get drunk on after every
Racist.
Press briefing?
I don't know.
Sake bombs. Well, that White House press secretary, she's very good for comedians. A lot of jokes. The circle back woman there.
I have no idea who she is.
Oh, come on, Eddie. No. You got to pay attention to stuff, man. Come on. Did you hear that Andrea, the sports sorceress, is going green?
Who?
No, I did not hear that. No.
Yeah, she now rides an electric broom at night. So that's very exciting. Georgia, Tacoma. Wow. Well, big news at the UCLA Language School.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Yeah, in addition to Latin and Spanish, now you can learn Jed Who Fled and Half Pint. So they added that.
So, ooh, that's a tough course.
Yeah, that's very difficult. Gordon in Tacoma sent that one in. Did you hear that Marcel in Brooklyn has started a OnlyFans page?
No, I have not heard that.
Yeah, for $9.95 a month, he will pay you to look at pictures of food he eats. So it's very exciting. It's Michael who sent that one in. Why does Doc Mike prefer pepper instead of salt?
Oh, I don't know why.
Well, it's got three P's for him right there. It's Johnny Pie from Toledo. Why can't you understand what Half Pint is saying half the time?
Why is that?
Apparently her mouth is full of rolling rocks, Eddie. That's why. All right, why don't we pause for the cause? We'll have a bunch of jokes. We got the Tammy roast and a big Tiger Woods roast. We might have to bump the Tammy roast and just do a bunch of Tiger Woods jokes. A lot of you guys love these Tiger jokes. We'll get to that. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week, and it continues. We'll get to that next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. Now live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Lame Jokes continues. It rolls on in this portion of Fox Sports Radio's programming. The Ben Maller Show, made possible by Farmers. Call Farmers today for a quote. This is the mini Tiger Woods radio roast. We might spill it over in the next hour. And again, if you're very sensitive about jokes and all that, then I get it. But we've been given the green light by Justin Cooper to do the joke, so blame him. All right, here we go. Had to do it. Why was Joe Exotic upset this week?
Oh, I don't know. What was his problem?
Well, he tried for years, and he was never able to get a tiger rollover. Bill from Iowa. What did Bella and Tiger Woods say this week?
I don't know. What did your dog and Tiger Woods say this week?
Bye-bye, car. Oh, wow. That's
that is some deep knowledge there.
That is. That's Chip in the Qs who sent that one. Or Chip from Maine, rather. Not Chip from the Qs. Where did Tiger Woods' last drive end up?
I don't know where.
In the trees, actually. It was in the trees. That's Johnny Pie. Did you know that Tiger said his accident wouldn't have happened if it weren't for car troubles the day before?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's blaming it on his caddy. All right, Coop. You got anything over there, Coop?
I got a couple. Ben, I got scammed yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, I bought Tiger Woods' book, 18 of My Favorite Holes, and it was all about golf. Right. That's from JJ, bro.
All right, that last one I read was from Just Joshua. Why is OJ Simpson almost ready to replace Tiger Woods at the Masters?
Oh, why is that?
Well, he's got his driver and has been working on his slice. So, Eric in Iowa, did you hear that Tiger Woods was involved in an accident?
Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, he's got a great short game, but sometimes his driving is off. John the Jailer, we kid because we care. What did Tiger Woods' surgeon say when he saw Tiger's injuries?
I don't know. What did he say?
Now, there's a couple of dog legs. Johnny Pie in Toledo. What do you get when you combine Tiger and Maller?
What do you get?
Sliced bread is what you get, Eddie. That's just Josh at that one. You got anything else, Coop?
What's the difference between Tiger Woods and Princess Diana's chauffeur?
Oh, geez.
Tiger's a better golfer.
I think we're okay.
That's Imran.
How many years? Imran in Vancouver. What's Tiger's favorite new feature of the new Genesis SUV?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Well, the driver's seat knows his sleep number, so there's that. Peter, the latest reports on Tiger Woods show that he is recovering well now.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, I guess nobody went through his phone yet. That's Kurt from Earth who sent that one. And you hear police are not going to charge Tiger Woods for reckless driving.
Yes, I saw that report.
Yeah, they're giving him a mulligan. So he's got the mulligan to ask just Josh. What advice did Tiger Woods' caddy give him after the car accident?
I don't know. What did his caddy say to him?
He said, it looks like you need a new driver is what it looks like there. That's, all right. What's the difference between the fairway and the freeway?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Tiger has a better chance of keeping his drive on the fairway, Eddie, on the fairway.